G20 Bulletin, with information on the group that is the main forum for international cooperation under the presidency of Brazil.
Gathered in Rio de Janeiro, the G20 development ministers issued the G20 Ministerial Development Declaration to reduce inequalities. The document is the result of intense discussions since Brazil assumed the presidency of the International Forum in December. It was received by Brazilian Minister of Foreign Affairs, Mauro Vieira. The declaration is an important landmark in the G20 countries' commitment to counter global inequalities and promote sustainable development for all, as reported by Minister Mauro Vieira.
Desde o início do conflito na Europa,
he says, since the beginning of the conflict in Europe in February 2022, the G20 had not been able to approve ministerial-level documents. During the current development ministerial meeting, the G20 issued two ministerial decisions with full consensus. This represents a victory for Brazilian diplomacy and the Brazilian G20 presidency, showing the importance of having a balanced foreign policy with credibility among its peers. In the ministerial declaration, recognizing the importance of the 2030 Agenda for Development, the ministers emphasized that inequalities are the root of many global challenges. According to Brazil's ambassador and Sherpa Maurício Lírio, who coordinates the Sherpas Check, Brazil managed to apply a formula that has been used successfully in other diplomatic negotiations. He says, the Brazilian presidency issues a statement on geopolitical matters, allowing ministerial statements to be issued normally, without being dependent on the conclusion of a geopolitical text. It worked so well that, for the first time in 2.5 years, we were able to issue two ministerial declarations which, when published, will include the declaration from the presidency as an attachment. This was the solution we used, and it goes for every working group meeting regardless of the track. The Brazilian Minister of Racial Equality, Aniele Franco, who also participated in the ministerial meeting in Rio de Janeiro, highlighted inequality as a significant social issue that exacerbates violence.
O enfrentamento às desigualdades, objeto
she says, fighting inequality, which is the main goal of this working group, is also the main strategy adopted by the Brazilian government. This is not a coincidence. We know that inequality not only is among the main roots of other social issues, but it also acts to exacerbate them. If we don't address it, we'll be making futile efforts and acting irresponsibly towards those who have brought us this far. The ministers are counting on the launch of the Global Alliance Against Hunger and Poverty, proposed by Brazil, as an instrument to support and accelerate efforts in this direction. The alliance was pre-launched in Rio de Janeiro with the attendance of President Lula. The official launch will occur during the G20 Leaders Summit in November, also in Rio de Janeiro. From the G20 Newsroom in Brasília, Pedro Sardinha.
G20 Bulletin, a partnership between G20 Brazil and the National Radio Network. For more information, visit g20.org.